Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Concluding his portrait of the king bridegroom, the psalmist paints in some of the courtiers. Quote, "King's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir." Psalm 45, verse 9. Without question, heaven is the place to be. And at this point in the song, he turns to the one being wooed by the king. His advice to her sounds very like Ruth's fateful decision, described by Boaz, her mighty man of wealth. Ruth 2, verses 11 and 12. Although the last lines take it to an even higher level. Here it is. Quote, "Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also and your father's house. So the king will greatly desire your beauty, because he is your Lord. Worship him." Psalm 45, verses 10 and 11. Such mutual admiration between the bride and groom is a beautiful sight on the wedding day, but this will last forever. And the wedding guests are happy to bring presents to enhance the festivities. Verse 12, as, quote, "the kings of the earth will do in celebrating the real wedding day." Revelation 21, verse 24. Now look at the description of the bride-to-be. Quote, "the royal daughter is all glorious within." Psalm 45, verse 13. The New King James translators have not helped in adding unnecessary words there. Our bridegroom has always appreciated inner beauty over externals. And her gowns? One, quote, "is woven with gold," verse 13, matching her high priestly husband. Also, quote, "she shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors," verse 14. We can't help but think of Joseph and the favored status we bear by grace alone. Isn't it special that we can all be special? With her attendants joining in, millennial saints, quote, "the king's palace is filled with gladness and rejoicing," verse 15. "The marriage will be very fruitful," verse 16. And "they will live happily ever after," verse 17.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.